Hello, my imaginary friends. Hello, Ruth. Hello, Andy. It's Thursday, the 22nd of April 2010. I'm Simon. This is my audio boo. Explosive comments coming up in the next 5 minutes. Thank you very much to Andy and Ruth for your comments, your most recent comments. Very much appreciated. I'd like to say particularly to Ruth, thank you very much for adding a different perspective and a more informed, but also a more extra evidence, anecdotal and scientific evidence, to clarify the fertility question. First of all, I please don't think I'm confused between genetic engineering and fertility. I know they are completely separate things, but to me they both have an influence upon the gene pool. So that's why I link the two together. One is a very scientific, almost mechanical intervention in the gene pool, i.e. genetic engineering. But influencing people's ability to procreate also has an influence, and maybe a more subtle influence on the gene pool, but it has an influence, and that's the influence that drives Darwinian evolution. That's why human beings are what they are today, is because of natural selection, I believe, because I'm not a creationist. And if there's any creationists out there listening, then you're going to be completely offended by what I'm saying. But no, certainly interesting for Ruth to highlight that there are other. My argument is based, and my thinking was based primarily on the assumption that infertility was largely created or an effect of genetic differences, and that's a big assumption. And I accept the fact that there may well be. I'm sure evidence can be found that some forms of infertility are completely unrelated to genetics, and therefore overcoming those fertility problems is not going to influence the gene pool. But all these things about your diet and your exercise and your stress levels, all those things having an effect on your fertility, I'm acutely aware of those. We talk about those sorts of things all the time on Nipper News, so I am aware of those, but they are contributory factors, and so my thesis is that there could be in some cases a genetic disposition that means that you are less likely to conceive, and that by compounding that with being obese and smoking and having lots of stress, that might tip you over the edge, kind of thing. So it's complex, but no, I've enjoyed this conversation, this discussion, and I'd like to pick up on the new meme that Andy has set. It was about dependency and security. Andy, sort of the first example he mentioned of it was about work, and I come across this quite a lot, where people in the workplace, they protect information, for instance, or protect skills or whatever. They do stuff to protect their own job security, they believe, or it appears that they're doing it to protect their job security, and that they are deliberately creating dependencies upon them in the workplace, and that's a way of preserving your job. And that's not something I subscribe to, because dependency is seen as a weakness in the business world and an insecurity. So, just look at any project plan. I'm not a project planner. I don't like project management, but I'm aware of project plans, and anywhere there was a dependency, that's a threat to the project. It's a threat to business, a dependency. So I try not to have that, to create that perception in my own personal career. I try to make sure that I'm not nobody is dependent upon me for stuff to happen. That's the way I work, and I think by deliberately going about, and okay,